All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
The bourbon market has been signaling a shift for some time now, but up until this point, major Kentucky distilleries seem to be immune. Brown-Forman just announced a 12% reduction in its workforce, and it's shutting down a barrel manufacturing plant. What does this tell us about the future of bourbon? If you want to find out, then stick around. Before we get started, I want to thank all of the patrons. Everyone's names that are on the screen right now are contributing at our top three levels, and we could not do it without Patreon support. And if you want to learn more about supporting this channel, stick around to the end. So first off, let's talk about who Brown-Forman is. So Brown-Forman was founded in 1870 by George Garvin Brown. In 1890, the name changed from Brown to Brown-Forman when John Forman was recognized as a partner. And their early innovation was selling all whiskey in sealed bottles, which was kind of a problem back then because whiskey was mostly sold in barrels, and then whoever was having people come in and fill up their barrels, there was too big of an incentive to add other things back into it to fill it back up so they could make more money. And people were getting sometimes things that were not safe for human consumption in their alcohol. So selling whiskey in a sealed barrel was actually a very innovative idea. And because the commercial glass had not really developed up to the point where everybody could have a new bottle for everything that they purchased, that was kind of a big deal. And this is also part of the way that we got out of Prohibition, right? Because post-Prohibition, you weren't allowed to sell whiskey in any container that was larger than 1.75 liters. And Brown-Forman also had a medicinal license during Prohibition. So there were only six. Currently, they own tequila, sparkling wine, rum, scotch, other liqueur brands. And the information in this piece is mostly surrounded around their bourbon brands and also Jack Daniels. So they own Old Forester, they own Woodford Reserve. 70% of their voting shares are family owned, and all of the Browns' descendants are all independently wealthy. The other 30% are publicly traded, and there are publicly traded Class B non-voting shares as well. And that's going to play heavily into how you interpret this and why they're doing what they're doing. So in January 2025, they announced that they're restructuring their global workforce, they're laying off 12% of their staff, and they're closing their barrel cooperage. Now, their barrel cooperage, it was originally opened in 1945, and it's operated continuously since then. Their tequila, scotch, and rum brands likely use little to no new fill cask. Their operation was mostly designed to make sure that their American whiskey brands had guaranteed access to new barrels. And it's been touted for years that this was part of the recipe for consistent quality for Jack Daniel's, Old Forester, and Woodford Reserve, because they were able to custom make their barrels and control that process. And one distinguishing element is that all of their barrels are toasted and charred, whereas most of the whiskey brands in the United States only use charred barrels, but the toasting process is a much slower, much longer process that's going to help break down the cellulose layer of the oak so that you can extract more flavor out of it, and it does create a unique profile. And this means that Jack Daniel's, Old Forester, Woodford Reserve are expecting a downturn in sales, according to everything that I've read on the internet. But I say not so fast. So Brown-Forman has about 5,400 employees worldwide. So 12% of the workforce is only 650 people. And the cooperage itself had 215 employees. So we're only talking about 435 employees not directly related to the plant closure. And how many of those employees are indirectly supporting the plant work with working with landowners to secure trees, loggers, wood mills, logistics, storage, accounting, IT, etc. And the press release said that they're going to save between $70 and $80 million a year by closing down this plant. But then they said something that really caused me to question the mainstream narrative. And they said that they were going to be able to sell the cooperage to a buyer for $30 million, right? So the article that I read had a quote from one of the surprise union presidents from the plant that was losing his job. And that let me know that the plant was unionized and that they had no idea that it was coming. So I asked myself, how is shutting down saving $70, $80 million a year, but the business is still worth $30 million, right? Because logic states that if you shut down the plant, you were losing $70, $80 million over the alternative of buying your barrels from someplace else. So if you're losing money, why would somebody pay $30 million to buy a business that loses $70 to $80 million a year? So when you start to dig into that, that makes it seem like that the plant should be able to net a profit of at least $3 million a year, right? So if you go 10 times profit, if it's worth $30 million, it should be able to profit at least $3 million a year, possibly more, depending on how you value that business. So there's two possible explanations. This is a way for them to get around their union contracts, right? Unions can be great, but if they negotiate too well, they can end up in a situation where it makes the operating costs for the owner of the business higher than they would have to pay if they were to go to outside sources and stop making the product themselves. And if the contracts were negotiated when the skilled cooper job market was tight, and now they're able to kind of fire everyone and rehire everyone at a new lower cost, you might be able to sell the plant just to get out of the union contracts, and then the new owner can renegotiate wages and all of that stuff and not have to face the same expenses. And this would explain how there's so much savings, yet there's still somehow going to be profit for another buyer. It doesn't necessarily mean that Brown-Forman is going to be making less whiskey and that they need fewer barrels. And that's because the competition for barrels on the open market is less than it once was. So their reason for having the plant was to have guaranteed access. As the market shifted in bourbon, the barrels being made at other cooperages are going to have fewer buyers, right? And so if you're Brown-Forman and you started the plant because you wanted to make sure that you always had access and you weren't competing in the open market, but then you start to see a downturn in the demand for barrels in the open market and technology is caught up and there's other...
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Plants that make a very similar barrel to the one that you need to maintain your profile, then it might make sense that you're going to go to the open market for your barrels instead of producing those barrels at a higher cost. Hello, and welcome to today's episode of What You Have on Your E-commerce Site. I'm your host, Randy Sullivan. Let's get right to the questions. Do you have Glen Toppers? Yes. Do you have t-shirts? Yes. Do you have bottle carrying bags? Yes. Do you have storage? Yes. Do you have an aroma kit? Yes. People, we have everything at bourbonrealtalk.com. This is stupid. Why do we even need a game show? Another thing to consider is that there is a large barrel producer called ISC, and they have two plants, one in Lebanon, Kentucky, and one in Lebanon, forget the other state. But the other state, I think it's Missouri, they specialize in making barrels for the wine industry. And the wine industry is more focused on toasting than they are on charring. And so since there's been a huge downturn in the wine market, there's going to be way more capacity to get toasted and charred barrels from ISC than there used to be in the past. And so now that there's this new opportunity, maybe Brown-Forman says running our own plant doesn't make as much sense anymore. So in conclusion, it might seem like the plant closure means that Brown-Forman is anticipating needing fewer barrels, but it might just mean that they found a way to get barrels cheaper, despite marketing to the contrary. The cooperages that are now making barrels for Brown-Forman are capable of producing the same quality barrels that Brown-Forman needs to maintain their flavor profile. And there is new access capacity in the market, and the plant closure could entirely be about getting out of the union contract or just simply finding a way to lower their operating expenses without any plan to reduce production. So all of these layoffs could be directly related to the profit play. Some of the employees may experience little change at all, because if they do end up selling this plant to somebody else, they are going to need those skilled laborers there. But they may end up renegotiating their contract with the new owner. But hopefully a lot of these people will be retained by the new owner and not just laid off and not have any way for them to continue their living. So until there's evidence that a major distillery is actually cutting whiskey production, I still hold firm to the belief that the downturn in the market's not going to affect the giant producers like Brown-Forman, but mostly going to affect the non-distiller producers and the craft producers. And so that's kind of my take on this. A lot of people thought that this was like an early warning sign that there's major problems in the industry. But when I look at the financial structure of the company, I think that this might be a situation where somebody that was very smart in the accounting department figured out a way to cut costs and increase profits, and they were able to do it without tanking their stock, because the majority of the voting stock is held by private individuals, and it doesn't really matter because they're trying to retain all of those profits for dividends and other things. So I'm not willing to say that the market is totally in the toilet for large brands like Brown-Forman. So we're going to do a giveaway just like we always do. We're going to have 5 1-ounce sample packs, and that's going to include my Jack Daniel's 10-year age-stated Tennessee whiskey, the Old Forester King Ranch that I have right here, the Jack Daniel's single barrel proof that I picked. Don't worry, I have another bottle of this that I have not opened yet. A Jack Daniel's single barrel proof rye that I picked, and my Woodford Reserve double oak single barrel that I picked for my Patreon group. All you have to do to enter is like this video, subscribe to the channel, ring the bell to be notified of future content pieces, because we do a giveaway every time, and hopefully they're also entertaining to you. And then most importantly, you've got to go to YouTube, go below the player head in the video description, click expand, there'll be a link that says free giveaway, fill it out, run a randomizer, post the results publicly for accountability, and get your sample sent out to you absolutely for free. And if you want to support this channel because you like this content, there's 3 ways. Patreon, you can purchase our merch at bourbonrealtalk.com. And if you need residential real estate services in the Houston or Dallas metro area, I am a residential real estate agent, and Lindsay is my transaction coordinator. And you can find links for all 3 ways to support the show in the video description, just above the link for the free giveaway. And if this is your first time tuning in and you want to know why we do all of this, it's not just about whiskey. It's about bringing people together. And I lost a loved one to suicide in 2014, and I saw how he was losing some of the social connections that keep you bound to this world. And I also noticed, as I got deeper involved in the whiskey world, that whiskey seemed to bring people together and create those types of connections. And so I thought, maybe if I got you connected to whiskey, the whiskey would do the rest of the job and get you connected to others. So we started this channel. We ended up starting our own communications platform called Bourbon Real Talk Community. It's a free Facebook-based whiskey enthusiast community. We did that because there was some negativity out there in some of the other groups that we saw, and we figured if we could just get rid of all of that drama and negativity, people could really connect over the things that matter. And that was so successful, we ended up starting Live Stay Project, which is a suicide prevention and intervention 501c3 nonprofit. And we also decided that we were going to try and encourage people on every one of our episodes, because we figure if those people out there on the internet can be negative, there's nothing that keeps us from being positive. And so we end every episode the same way, and that's this. If you woke up this morning, you're unsure whether or not anyone loved you, just know that I love you. And I'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk. Cheers. A whiskey troll is a person who seeks negative attention and uses contrarian attitudes to derail civil discussion in online forums. They communicate in ways they never would face-to-face because they're keyboard warriors. Their only goal is to make other people feel inferior.
Hey guys, I'm new here. I just got my first Blanton's.
And trust me, you probably paid way too much.
I don't care much about the Blanton's, but nice.
There's no way that she didn't buy that at secondary. Idiot.
Oh, I know how you got that bottle.
So, are you sick and tired of the whiskey trolls running your fun online? Well, that's why we started Bourbon Real Talk Community. Congratulations. Let me know what you think when you open it up.
Hey, welcome to the group. Let me send you over a sample of Blanton's Gold and Straight from the Barrel. See how you like those.
I remember back to my first bottle of Blanton's. It was the birthday to my son, and we enjoy it every year on his birthday. Congrats.
So if you're looking to connect with some people online who aren't, head over to facebook.com and join Bourbon Real Talk Community today.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.